Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Look at local motorsports. Want to welcome everybody to the show, new listeners and regulars. Want to thank you. I really do appreciate you guys tuning in with us as much as you can, hopefully every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Hosting tonight, the one, the only, Mr. J.J. Nunn. Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy doody.
Howdy.
Of course, the man always on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
Cool. Good. And then, of course, the fly on the wall, Junior, amongst other names that we like to call him, Justin. Easy there. Easy there.
Ha, 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 ha.
Welcome. How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Beautiful, warm weather. As usual.
99. Man, I'm done with this.
Hey, you know, it's been the warmest average, like, month in, I guess, since they've recorded, you know, temperature here. September, this, you know, this year, September's been, like, the warmest average, so.
I could give a crap. It's still hot.
Well, I like it. I've been busy like crazy. I can't even.
Yeah, you wasn't here last week.
Yeah, how was the show, by the way? Was there a show last week?
How about
yeah,
that?
There was.
Hey,
you can't listen to in the...
I think it got to like 9:30. I was actually going to call you, and I was like, oh, man.
I thought it was fantastic.
I'm glad you didn't call. We had a real caller from Utah.
See, all the good shows happen when I'm not... matter of fact, I'm just going to kick back here and watch.
What you watching?
Watch you guys perform.
We missed you.
Oh,
we understood.
Man.
Gary said you got held up at the border again. So
the Detroit, Ohio border.
There's an Ohio border in Detroit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somewhere over there.
That's as good as a NASCAR mechanic in Washington.
That's right. They have those, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. We know firsthand.
Professional.
Yes, we know firsthand.
Why are you shaking your head, Junior?
I have nothing to say.
Nothing to say.
Still? So how many, can we count how many Washington
go gobble,
NASCAR?
Gobble.
All right. Do we dare get into that or what?
Nah.
Old news.
Okay. Moving right along.
Move on.
On with the show.
What do you got for us? What's on the ropes today?
This is the time of season.
You're the one with notes.
We're coming up to the time of season that JJ just does not like because racing's starting to wind down. But good news is Winter Series in Havasu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. October 3rd.
Yep. This weekend, actually.
That starts up.
This Saturday.
Truck race at LVMS.
Again, this Saturday.
Yep. NHRA is coming to town.
Well, that's what, end of the October, isn't it?
Yep.
The big boys, Summit Nationals, yep. I think.
Yep, Toyota Summit Nationals.
Man. See, a lot of races
still going
on.
Still got that going on. October 23rd, 24th, we got the Open Comp. Right?
Yes. That's right. So two more races left at the Bullring.
Junior over there is going to Mojave.
October 3rd. Yeah.
What are you doing down there? You're wrenching?
Watching? I get to jump back in the 17X.
What about Silly? She's going to have her car fixed by then?
Hopefully.
If not, then what
according
to
her. I want to see how this is going to go if Silly's car is not ready. I want to see if Justin's going to jump in the 17X.
So, Justin, I guess if anybody knows Silly Dilly, she drives the number 4X dwarf car. And this past weekend, she actually had a race, a big race, right, for the dwarf cars. Want to tell us about that?
Well, didn't end very
well.
I wasn't there. Don't look at me.
I
was at the bull ring.
Well, we'll get to that.
I'm thinking.
I was at the
bull
ring.
So we were talking about races. I was talking about the day after the duel.
Well, that's
in
coming
November.
Up.
At the dirt track.
That's true.
At PBS, the day after, and the duel in desert at LVMS.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like, what am I talking about?
I'm just
what
listening.
What you talking about, Willis?
I'm just listening.
I guess we won't talk about Silly. So, day after the duel, okay. That's coming up in Pearl in November.
The duel in Desert
and
at
the
LVMS
the
first.
Yeah.
First you have the duel in
and
Desert.
And then the day after the duel.
You have the day after the duel. And
but they were,
are they running that on Sunday again?
In Pahrump, I would.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would think so.
They also were talking about.
Sacrilegious. Absolutely sacrilegious. Sunday's a day of rest. To clean barbecues.
Yes.
We were
race
call
on Sunday.
Mabel.
Yes.
Yeah. What else is coming up?
Oh, you got the air races happening out at LVMS.
Have you seen those yet or
no? The Red Bull air races. Haven't seen them. Didn't have time to catch them
last year.
And I did go out there and see them setting it up.
No way. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So you got to like blow up pylons.
The pylons, things like that.
That's pretty cool how
they
explain how that's supposed to work.
Yep. In the infield towards backstretch and everything. That was real interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
October 17th and 18th, right?
For the air races.
Yes.
Yeah. You got that right. 17th and 18th. So.
Let's check that out sometime.
Yeah, something. I mean, something we didn't talk about, we had went to Lucas Oil off-road. We got, that was
three weekends ago,
and we just
really
got
already?
Into something else on the shows. And, did we mention Bryce Minzy? Did we touch on it at the end.
Yes.
You know, a local driver pulled the double-double in the Pro 2s and Pro 4s.
Nice.
And won them both.
Have you gone to that before, Jay?
No. I have never.
Okay.
Gary
What'd
had
you think?
Down in Prim. I think it's awesome.
That is something else.
$20 bucks for a senior? I can't believe they're not getting $50 a ticket.
Oh,
that
yeah,
is one hell. Have you been?
Oh,
ever
yeah,
seen them?
Yeah, I have.
Out at LVMS?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think they should be getting $50 bucks a ticket.
I think they should be getting $50 bucks a ticket at the Bullring. That's
was,
how good I think the Bullring is.
Yo, easy there. We have some officials listening. Be quiet.
The officials are going, we need to pay more.
We get a raise if we can get $50 a ticket.
Yeah.
Why do you think they should raise prices on something like
I
that?
I thought it was a fantastic show, right through from the kids' buggies all the way through Pro 2, Pro 4's buggies. I thought it was awesome.
And here's another thing that every entry is a pit pass. You can walk through and watch them work on their trucks and all of that stuff.
Just like the NHRA, the drivers are right there.
Right.
They're right there. You walk up, take pictures with them. You know, it's an awesome show. And unfortunately, October 23rd, 24th, they're out at Lake Elsinore for their championship race, and I got to stay here.
You don't
won't
have-
let me go.
You're not allowed to leave the state?
Yeah.
Is that the law enforcement not allowing you to leave the state, or is that your wife?
Oh, we didn't have to go there.
Okay.
Really? I mean, no, the wife's fine.
The parole board
may allow him out.
Has something to do about a 15-mile radius. That's on my ankle.
The parole board won't allow him anywhere but Nevada.
I can't go to Lake Elsinore, California, so it's okay.
Something goes wrong.
What I would like to say real quick, Mr. Arlie Daniels had went in for surgery, successful surgery. We had mentioned that.
Yes.
And
his dog collar.
His GPS is intact now, so we can keep track of him as soon as we get the frequency.
That's right.
But everything
implant,
everything went well, and it went well enough Wednesday that he was out at the track with us, supporting us. Not only Friday did he pay a visit while we were testing, but also he spent the night Saturday to help us out and just give us support, and looks good, and he's well on his way to recovery. So we're very happy to see him out there.
That's cool.
So, you know, hopefully we'll get him back in the car for the Open Comp.
What day is the Open Cup again? 29th?
No,
23rd, 24th. So, they're doing a 23rd, that's open practice and qualifying, I believe, on the 23rd, which is
Fall Classic qualifying Friday. Night, yes.
Practice and...
And then the 24th is the...
So you think Arlie would be... Yes. Oh, that's right. You think Arlie would be ready by then?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think so. He looked good. He looked real good, you know. We had a problem with his car and worked on that, and I only would let him start it. That's about it. Kept the tools out of his hand, gave him flashlights, and stand there, do nothing. You know.
So he does that anyway. So he was doing good. He was just trying to perfect it for you.
I was able to get him to do two tricks at once. hold the flashlight and push the start.
So you guys are assholes to everybody.
Amen.
Even the man who's down. Just went through surgery. No, just kidding.
We didn't even want him out there.
No, we told him to stay the hell away, man. He didn't need it.
We try to keep him out of trouble.
And speaking of him, I need to say thanks to him for allowing me to run his car on Saturday night. I have another hurt motor in mind, so he let me take it.
I think it's sabotage.
The Blue 65 train wreck continues. We've narrowed it down. So... It's just one thing after another. Unforeseeable stuff, you know.
Hey, you know what? If it was easy, everybody would do it.
Right. This is something you can talk about, put it behind you, and move
right.
on.
So. I'm looking at the October 24th race. But with that being said,
here it comes.
If I don't get a car together, I just may be in Lake Elsinore, California.
Hey, there you go. You'll be by yourself though, because somebody here can't go with you.
Maybe we'll be back in a different vehicle. But,
you mean those black and white buses that have cages on the window and I'm cuffed to the floor and the front seat bar? Free ride. I got a scenic drive. I got to look at the best side
of it. Get chauffeured around. Yeah.
That's all, yeah. I don't have to drive a bus. I have to harass the bus driver myself. That's it. You got to take the brightest side of things, that's for sure. And one more thing that I just want to throw out there. I want to congratulate my niece, Trisha. She just had a baby girl Friday.
Wow.
Okay, they're both doing real well.
Is she in a bungalow yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have another great niece with the name of Seneca Jane. So.
Where do they live?
In Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yep. Wow.
He was just there on the border.
That's just there.
Yeah. But, congratulations to Trisha and Jim, my niece and nephew.
Cool deal.
They got another one to add to the mix.
You got about 40 years of headaches. Because they don't grow up at 18 and move out. They're always ahead.
And tell me about my 23-year-old.
We do every time. Every day.
Yeah. Congratulations to my brother and my sister-in-law, John and Pat, who came out to the Labor Day weekend races. Their grandma and grandpa again. So.
Sweet.
Yep. Good news all the way around.
Keep the family growing.
Exactly.
We don't need no more.
So speaking of this past weekend, of course, championship night at LVMS. Great show, by the way. You know, to all the divisions.
I
was sitting in the stand side. I had Mike there, and it was a good show. It was a really good show. I had my nephew there and his friend. His friend was there for the first time. Never seen races before. It's hard to tell how somebody's going to like, because you know. It's some people like get bored real easy, and then some people get into it and like it. And he really had a good time watching all the races out there. So it's good to see someone new, you know, introduced to oval track racing.
Yeah, they came over to my car after the barbecue, and they were looking around, asking a bunch of questions.
Right.
Hey, we might have a buyer for us.
Yeah. Did you tell them cheap, cheap, cheap?
It is a Chevy, after all.
They could take the trailer too.
they wanted to make an offer on the broken Ford.
My point exactly.
We didn't have a broken Ford out there.
Oh no, that's true. It wasn't out there. We didn't even make
broken,
it that far.
We didn't have a broken Ford.
I'm telling you, he's ripping you, man.
That's okay, but green called money motivates me to do something.
That's true. That's money makes everything go faster.
That's right.
Yep. It was a good weekend out there.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Congratulations to Aaron McMoran for his championship in the Bomber Division.
Yes. Did you guys get a chance to watch that when they were running or no?
I was racing in it.
Well, no, I thought no. Oh, that's right. You got in Arlie's car.
Yes,
that's right. I'm sorry. I thought he was sitting out. Not you. I meant him. So
no.
I thought he was sitting out, but that's right. Arlie did say he was in his car.
And R.J. Smotherman
won
championship
yeah.
in the Bandits. Is that what he's in?
Yeah, the Bandolero Bandits.
Yeah, the Bandolero Bandits.
Jason Kaiser in the Superstocks.
Jason Kaiser in the Superstocks. There you go. Scotty Gafferini with the sixth championship.
Good finish by Kaylee, too, for just being consistent out there. I think she finished fourth in that this race. So,
and congratulations to Chris Trickle, his second in a row.
Right,
yep,
out there.
Two wins in a row. Yeah. Jason Irwin, championship of the Modifieds.
Just
the Grand American Modifieds.
And Peyton Saxton in the
Legends
Pro. Legends.
I wish
Legends
he won
Pro.
That race because I tell Mike, I hope Peyton Saxton wins because I always like to hear his interview after the race because they always go so long. You ever watch him after the interview?
No,
after,
I'm in the pits.
I always root for him so they can interview. So when he gets interviewed, it takes like forever for him to finish talking.
Real quick, don't want to forget the Bandolero Outlaws, Kyle Jacks, Thundercar champion Ian Anderson. He ran the table once again this year. And Devin Lane in the Legends Semi-Pro Legends Masters, Michael Todd Glazier, and Legends Young Lions, Cameron Morga. So those are your champions for all the divisions out at the Bullring this year. Congratulations to all of them. And once again, like I say, congratulations to Aaron McMoran. Also along with that, Mr. Sullins, Mr. Martin Sullins, Court Connell, and also Mr. Michael Grevy finishing 1, 2, 3, and 4. They, I went out there this weekend looking for a wreck fest, and these guys ran really clean. They did the whole year. You know, they trade a little paint here and there, but I was really impressed. With the top four, any four of them could have won it. Distance in between first and fourth was 20 points, and anything could have happened. You know, cars break. Justin Kaiser took out the number two out there. He lost a battery terminal, was out in the second lap. So you never know. Guys get hungry. These guys really kept their head and ran a real clean race. So
and a close finish for Aaron with Court Connell. Yeah,
Court.
Right there at the last lap. So Court, I think, just pushed it a little too hard between probably around the apex of 1 and 2, and gave Aaron a chance to kind of just get a little ahead. So
I honestly think the big loser on the night was Jason Sullins.
Merlino.
Jason Merlino. Okay, in the 6 car.
I know. That was unfortunate.
He didn't have to start the race, and he would have stayed in 5th in points. 6 couldn't catch him. He couldn't catch 4th because there was such a points gap. And he's just out there minding his own business, and boy, was his car a mess when he was driven into the backstretch wall. He had nothing to gain, nothing to lose. I mean, it's an ideal Sunday ride for a race car driver, relaxed. You know, this is where I'm finishing this year, 5th point, you know, and just go out and have fun. You know, have fun, and unfortunately it turned out real bad on the 20th lap.
And that was a hard hit, too. He hit that pretty good. I mean, I felt the vibration all the way on the other side of the...
I heard the impact. it happened right in front of me, and I just got past him, and I heard him hit the wall, and it was not a pretty sound.
I mean, and he's okay, obviously.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I went to see him in the pits afterwards, after our race.
So did I. I went and talked to him afterwards.
And he was really dejected, you know. He was fine. You know, who knows what he was like Sunday and Monday after that hit.
Usually
that's
sore the next day. That's
you know, the adrenaline is still going, and you ignore the pain. But, you know, he had a great year, ran an absolutely fantastic year, finished fifth in points. So, unfortunately, he's got a little metal work to do to that Monte Carlo. I had a great year with him racing him. You know?
Despite your issues with your car, I mean, what did you guys think of being back on the asphalt this year overall? I mean, a lot of fun, looking forward to another season. Come on, don't give me that look. You had mechanical issues.
That question was for you.
No, for
no,
both of you guys.
He said you guys. I personally enjoyed myself at LVMS.
I mean, it's been a long time since you guys really been out there, and you've seen
the changes with
Tim Richter out there.
Yes.
And of course, Tim Richter's been doing it for a while out there, but for you guys, it's kind of a fresh look.
As JJ has said a few times, we are behind the times out there.
Right.
We got some work to do. I'm not afraid of that work, and we just have to get back in the groove of things with them guys.
Right.
You know, but I personally will be back there next year, and I'm sure my team is going to go with me. I liked this past year. Anybody who knows me knows I love to race, and I enjoyed myself back on the asphalt. And
any word on the 21-second race?
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
For me, the last time we were there was 7 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. For the entire year, I saw changes. All for the better. Okay,
good
if I'm going to compare,
right.
I'm going to compare it to another director.
Sure.
Okay, compare it to a different set of rules. Compare it to communication. Compare it to organization. Compare it to their media and their press releases. I myself can say there's 100% better going on at LVMS than when there was 7 years ago.
Absolutely.
That's my honest opinion. Gary says we're going to go back. I myself, having fun, it doesn't matter where I race, I'm looking forward to going back. Wasn't sure.
Sure.
You know, when we went out for the first test last year, and
right.
I went out and tested, and I came in, and I said I think they threw super stocks out there with me to test. And Gary said those weren't super stocks. Those were bombers, JJ. So, we're 7 years behind the times. I can tell you that. They weren't super stocks.
But with that being said.
Except Gaffarini, that was his old car, okay? Come on.
With that being said, the same thing. Tim Richter's taken steps forward to make it a more competitive class.
Right. And obviously, in Tim's shoes, you can't make everybody happy.
Huh.
You're going to have, you know, some...
Tim or any other promoter is never going to make
right
everybody happy out there.
I felt like I was wanted.
Cool. So he brought some of that back.
Yeah, by the police.
He's talking about
a
different
wanted.
Hey, I didn't
want it on a poster versus... Security wasn't in our pits all year.
Yeah, one
right?
time.
Okay.
One.
Yeah. I had nothing to do
I
with
see
that.
The
don't
fingers pointing
at me.
Jeff.
No, you're right. You're right. You didn't feel like a number out there. You felt like you were wanted.
I was a person. I could laugh.
Yes.
I could joke. You know, there was one time where I had to get serious in the middle of the year, and they listened. That's huge. Gary and I didn't experience that. They didn't listen.
Right.
You know, we're there to put on a show. If we're not there, the fans are not there. If the fans are not there, we're not there. It's hand in hand. And I can see where Tim is moving forward to building classes. Okay, 05, 06, 07, we hit hard times. Okay, cars dropped out, rules changed, you know, and Tim's working that forward. It's nice we had this in Havasu, okay, with Bill Rizzone.
Yeah.
Okay, it's nice to have a track director to come up on a Friday night and say, did you guys have enough tests?
Right.
Okay, you go in and you sign in, is everything okay?
Right.
Okay, is there anything that we need to get you? Gary and I didn't have that for the first 7 years that we were out there.
Right.
And remember this. We're only talking about the bomber division.
Right. You know, he's probably
and he has
on
got
every division.
Every other division, sure, that he's trying to make
absolutely
happy. Again, not that he's going to make every driver happy, but
you know,
he has taken steps to trying to make every to
right
try to make every driver happy.
And I haven't heard anything negative in any other divisions either.
Right.
You know,
neither have I, to be right completely honest with you. Haven't heard the negative stuff. It's killing our BomberNation.com board.
Dude, Justin can
no,
take care of that.
There's no crap.
I mean, if you go back years ago, you can see the friggin'
right
complaints about the non-action and what action. And it was, I mean, that's where the drivers went to. They didn't have anybody listening. Right. Tim's listening out there. You know, the tech, they're listening. Okay, the staging, everything, they're listening. Go ahead, Justin.
I have one rant. He listens a little too well because my tech experience this weekend was not very well.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Can you explain what happened to tech this
no
weekend?
No, why don't you explain?
Why don't you explain? It was you.
Well, you know what? You'd rather have one pissed off guy than...
Oh,
18 other nuts.
Hey,
oh,
you
no
know the ants and the pants, the hula
okay
dance?
Oh, that was over here.
Oh,
no,
man.
No, saying pissed off is saying he was Mother Teresa.
That was not pissed off. Well, now I want to know what happened.
Oh,
okay,
man.
It was Friday night. Real quick, I went to Tim and the Gary, and I went to Tim. I said, Tim, I says, gee, I says, you know, I said, the kid is going to finish his first season. He's actually going to finish first time in top 10 in points with JC Motorsports, you know. And Friday night we went out to dinner, and he was high on life.
Right.
And we had went to Tim and said, hey, you know, we'd like to play a little trick on Justin.
Can you DQ him? No.
And yes.
Oh, pretty okay close.
That's funny.
And we went to Tim and says, you know, I says, I had played a trick on Anthony Finley years ago, last race of the season. And he says, can you find something wrong with the roll cage and tell him he can't run the car?
Oh.
Well, Tim jumped on board with that.
Like that.
And that's an instant, what, 50 points gone? If you
no, that's, no. Tim told him he couldn't run at all. At all.
Oh, wow.
And then it was a safety issue, and we had a lot of fun out there, except Justin.
Did that go long enough?
It was there's Justin doesn't understand. There's a lot worse initiations we could have done. That one was pretty fair. Okay, we got
you
a couple.
You don't know that's only one of three initiations coming to you, Justin. No,
oh, we're not done yet. But Tim went along with it and took a hammer to the cage and basically said, you know, this is a safety issue and we've had problems and this can't happen. And he turned around to Gary and asked, he goes, is there anything you guys can do about it? And Gary just said straight out,
I don't have no welder out here to fix it.
So this was just like a nail in the coffin that this wasn't going to get
but
fixed.
By the way,
that's funny.
By the way, Justin looked like he was on a trampoline about 15 or 20 yards away. Oh, my God. I thought that guy.
I thought he was dead. I thought he had red ants crawling up his leg and in his mouth.
Oh, man.
What kind of words are coming out of his mouth?
Oh, yeah. We can't repeat them on the show. Trust me.
Well, at one point, the one point that I did hear him, he was about 30 feet away from the car.
That's funny.
And he learned a lesson to keep his mouth shut.
No matter what.
No matter what. Let Gary and I take care of things, mostly Gary.
That's funny.
And I walked over to him. I said, what's the matter? And he just was like, I've run this cage for 2 years.
And meanwhile, I'm over there talking to Nick Nusatelli.
It sounds like you guys are your damn mayor.
And he's like, no, I have my back to him.
Right.
You know, and him and JJ walk over, and he's like, JJ, tell him, come on, let's go. And I'm talking to Nusatelli,
right.
and well, obviously I know what's going on, so I'm kind of taking my time to get over there because I'm telling you, he looked like he was on a trampoline jumping everywhere.
That's funny.
And then when it was all said and done, he said, I knew you guys were doing that.
Yeah.
I was like, you crazy.
I had an idea. No, you didn't.
You had no clue.
So.
And then...
That's funny.
So we tell him to go through scales, and then we all walk in the tech building, and it sounded like a laughing factory in there because we were all busting up laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when we seen him, you know, we were all normal, and Tim went in and got the official rule books, came back out, and he was kind of reading through them and told Jason, Justin, come here, look at right here, and then that's when Tim Richter broke it to him that we were just busting his shoes.
That's
right?
He said, here, the rule right here says we're just screwing with you.
And he was
that's
very
right.
adamant to add, they put him up to it.
Hey, I'll take the blame. Hey,
no problem.
We got no problem.
That was just initiation, okay? We're very, Gary and I are very happy with what we did with Justin this year. 5 years of racing. He never finished in the top 10. He has finished that now. He has accomplished that. And he ran. He started every race and only had one DNF. He wasn't 3-4 races into the end of the season looking for a motor, looking to rent a car, Gary and I have discussed it, and Justin, we're really proud of you, man. We're really proud of you.
It means a lot.
You know.
Congratulations on your 6th-place finish.
It means a lot.
Yeah, so, you know.
And thanks to the track for having fun with you guys.
Yeah, yes, we did. I had a lot of fun with everybody out there, you know. I didn't get up in the stands much, but, you know, with the tech personnel, laughing and joking with them, the lineup guys, you know, they shared stories, new baby born for one of them. You know, it was friendly and welcoming. That is the major difference from the years ago.
And yeah, exactly.
You know, they had no problem listening. You know, they did. I had never seen one of them get upset, to be
you
honest did. With you. Not not with me.
That's because Gary Wyatt stayed out of there.
But,
you're right. They were all laughing with us. They were all joking with us. When we were told to change something or do something, you know, we did it and kept going.
I was asked to change the air filter. I changed the air filter. And then one of the tech guys, Mr. Perkins, comes up next race, and he goes, thank you very much for changing the air filter.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I've never been thanked for making a change on my car that was necessary to meet
right.
the rules. I usually, okay, I'll get it fixed next
right.
race, no problem. He said, thank you. 7 years ago? Uh-uh.
Seven years ago, they wouldn't have remembered. They told you.
I got to, you know, 3/4 of the season listening to Danny Fitzgerald up there. I got to thank him. I think he calls a tremendous race. You know, it's the first time he's. Well, he did a short stint last year, right?
Yes.
He did a short stint last year, and he came back this year. I think he calls a great race. We listen to him in lineup, not just our division, but all the divisions. And I want to say, you know, Danny, great job this year.
And with that being said, very few guys, and Danny is one of the very few, that will admit to you when he is wrong, and he will tell you, which
what?
Is
he's,
a great,
he's human?
Oh, yeah.
We're all
no,
human?
Yeah.
Wait
and,
a minute.
And he, no,
right.
and he will say, hey, look, that's my fault.
Right.
Hey, look, you know, I'm sorry, that's my fault. Hey, you know
we'll
what?
We'll fix it.
Yes.
Right.
We all...
It takes, you know, a big person to admit when they're wrong. That the most
and,
all
and it
us.
Makes him a better man
yeah,
for saying, hey, look, that was my fault. It sure. wasn't so-and-so's fault. It was my fault, and... I will get it fixed. I will get it corrected. Whatever we got to do to fix the problem at hand, whatever. So, and you're right, Jay. Congratulations to him for calling a great race.
Great season.
Great
you
season,
know.
Yes.
He's never done it before. He's racing sporadically with his dirt modified. You know, got dirt, 87 in. And he dedicated himself to three quarters of the season.
And that's a tough thing to do.
It's
man.
Not an easy
you
job.
To call races, man.
It's not an easy job
and,
at all.
And
that
with him up
do.
In the booth, up there calling the races, it relieves Tim Richter, and he's allowed to be a little more hands-on
in other areas
in the
yeah.
in the pit. So,
right.
you know,
it's not like it was where you had the race director in the tower, and then. Everything waited to the end of the night.
Exactly.
And then you got 30 guys, two from each division, three from each division, knocking on the door. And the race director getting blasted. After the race is over, and Tim was watching races in turn one. He was watching races in turn two. He was watching them in the stands. He had headsets on. We've heard him come over, okay, the headsets before in the middle of the races. He was there after a division was done. He was there in tech to take care of any question or problem that might have arose right after that race. And it just made it that much more easy for everybody to get an answer. You know, you run your feature. In the past, you run your feature first. Now you're waiting 2.5-3 hours, and your blood frustration, and you're boiling, and now you meet the guy who you just...
Right.
Had a problem with out on the track, and all of a sudden things happen too quick, and it's not resolved right away.
Right.
Tim made himself available to resolve any problem 20, 30
as
minutes after each race.
As quick as
and
possible.
And that's probably
yeah.
the best way to squash any problem is head on,
yep.
you know.
Yeah.
So,
you know, all the tech guys were available. It,
cool.
It was just... I think it was run 100% better than what I'm used to 7 years ago.
Yeah, looking forward to next year.
You
yep.
know.
The only thing I didn't...
And I was asked, will you be back next
right.
year? And I said, me and my team will be back
right.
doing it again next year.
The only thing I didn't like
the other question that I overheard was, is JJ on your team again next year?
And then a little afterwards.
Yeah, okay. We got to gear up again.
Man.
We got to gear up again. For
we
got to
fight
idiot.
Security from going over there again. They had to keep them from
hey,
going over there.
As Jay said, all year long, security was not in our pits, which is great for us.
I behaved myself.
And
didn't I? Well, we had this discussion on the way home.
I said it to his face, and I'll say it here. Thank you, Kaiser, for that. So. Thank you, Freddie, for that. So,
but I behaved myself this year. I'm sorry. Nobody else gonna pat me on the back.
You didn't have
I was well behaved,
and you didn't have nothing to be angry about.
You're having
a good time.
No,
right.
They, you know, there was one time I was upset,
yeah.
and like I said, I addressed it. I addressed it as calmly as possible,
right.
and they took care of it. Tim and his team took care of the problem.
Yes. And in the year, I had two problems that I know of right off the top of my head. And
yeah, more than that. But
yeah.
We need a couch for that.
Yeah. Anyways, I went right to Tim, and the problem was solved before I walked away. So, you know, you can't ask for nothing better than that.
Oh, I have one other problem.
Uh-oh.
For me and my age.
Uh-oh.
That's it. I finally got... They took our friggin' porta potty away. It wasn't 10 feet away from our pits, man. I had to walk all the way over to the tech farm. But he brought that back. He fixed it.
I was going
to
say, because
so,
there's probably a
so the next
fence area that gets watered over there.
Next year, I will ask Tim where the porta potty is going to be, and we'll reserve
that
spot
next to the porta potty
for JJ.
As long as the wind is blowing south.
No, all in all, it's been a great year. Sure. I need to say thanks to Tim. I got to drive one of those skid cars this past weekend.
That's right. That was interesting.
I can tell you this. My very, very first time on the track, I didn't get 15 feet on the track, and I backed it into the wall.
Ouch. So, it didn't look like you damaged it anyway.
No, I fixed it. Yeah. I fixed it. Tim didn't even know unless somebody ran over there and told him.
So, Gary, let me ask you this. How does it feel to take somebody else's car out and abuse the shit out of it?
It was great. It was a lot of fun. I said when I heard that class that I'm going to build me one, but as you know, I've been chasing my own race cars. Now I'm definitely going to build me one.
And isn't it harder than it looks?
Oh, let me tell you.
And you've been dirt racing and going in circles.
Let me tell you. If anybody thinks they can do it with ease, I would like to watch them because it's not as easy as it looks.
And if they do want to get into it, I believe two of those cars are for sale. Are they 1,500?
No, one of them. Oh, one of them that I know, which is the one I was in, the Saturn.
Two were for sale. Yeah, no,
the one I was in.
Bounced off the wall.
Yep. Yeah, the one I bounced on. No, and I didn't hurt the car. Yeah. I knocked a little.
And you fixed it.
Yeah, no, I knocked the back plastic piece off that holds the lights back there.
Where the license plate goes.
Yeah, where the license plate goes. It's just a plastic piece that I put back on and bolted it back on. You know, no big deal. You can't even tell I hit it. That one is $1,500. And you know what? It is a lot of fun, and it is very challenging. And I will build me one, and I will be out there in my own.
Cool.
So if I back it into the wall, it's nobody's fault.
Yeah, might actually make it better, right?
That's right. No, and cool. You know, I hope that...
And the word is that division will be alive next year and probably on more scheduled events.
And I was just going to say, I hope there's more cars out next year. There was only four in this last race, which was a lot of fun even with the four. So.
And keep in mind, he brought this out pretty last minute in July, before the July race. So, you know, got to give it time to build. I mean, you're just talking about months now, and it's, you know.
I will say Matt Cunningham, he got the hang of that pretty quick.
Yeah, he did.
But he was still spinning out there.
Robert Smotherman won again, but he's used to dirt. And he's been in that car for racing down in Pahrump in that mini stock for over 2 years.
And not to be negative or anything, but that – the car he's in is a little bit different, I think, than the actual skid plate cars because his is an actual mini stock.
Yes.
Everything's been gutted out of there where some of these skid plate cars aren't as gutted. They're a little different.
I will tell you this. In lineup, I was listening to the radio, and I had it on 101.5 listening to the the announcer.
That's so funny.
And I was listening to it, you know, sitting in the car.
Gary, you know, I know they're tricky. I haven't been in one yet, but just fair warning, if we're coming out with a skid plate car, people, you don't want to bring your $500,000 hauler in the pits anywhere because Gary starts backing this thing up. He's looking right, the car's going left. Well, then he whips the thing around, and I'm looking at this $500,000 hauler. I says, is not good.
And that's a good point because you're coming off that track, and you still got to go through the pits thing.
No, he wasn't coming off the track. He was leaving our pits, and the thing's going sideways. I was walking, and he says, you're going to come to line up with me? I started walking with him, saw the way he pulled out of the pits, and I headed the other way.
You should have been pushing on the side of the car. What are you talking about?
Hey, so, you know, speaking of that, where we pit against that back fence, they had those
sidecar motorcycles
on the road course. I tried to get JJ to get in the back of the
to hang on to the back of the Saturn.
Get that to go the other way.
Shift.
He didn't fall for it.
It didn't work.
If you've never seen those bikes, there's a guy that hangs off the back of them shifting his weight, getting the bike to shift the right way.
And they're leaning. And they're really down there, too.
Oh, yeah, they're way down there. It's like
I've seen that before.
And Gary says, hey, look at that. I wouldn't mind trying one of them. I said, I quit. I ain't hanging on to nothing that he's driving.
Yeah.
I said, I'm done. I quit. Here's my resignation. He's sliding all over the place, left and right and everything, and there goes Gary sliding left and right out of the pits.
Again, I had a lot of fun in that skid car. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
You
know, so, really, if anybody wants to get into cheap form entertainment racing, that's it. Get a skid plate car. You want to find out more.
Now, remind you, this 1500 is turnkey, go on the track right
ready
now.
To go.
You don't have to do nothing.
And to load it on the trailer, you just pop the skid rims off and put regular tires on it
and drive it out right
yep.
on.
So it's real easy to do.
Yeah, undo the chains and throw your regular tires on. I want to thank Nevada Pick Apart and Pick Arts Radiators for providing those cars. I understand Steve Burke provided the cars and Pick Arts built them?
No. Tim Richter built them.
Tim Richter built both of them.
Yes. And Pick Arts just helped them out with a few things on them. Yes.
Okay. Well,
after
thanks
the
a lot, guys.
Yes. After the race, we had the barbecue in our pits. Once again, another successful barbecue.
I told a few guys when I was going up there, like, if I go over there, I think I'm going to kick somebody's ass. That's all I heard a couple times.
Yeah.
So,
no problem.
Nobody made it over there.
No, no problem. There was already a bright yellow shirt in those pits the whole night. So it warded everybody off. It was.
Now, I hope everybody made it over there. I know Aaron was talking about going over with his crew and all that. So
I think
they
you know what? There were so many different people come through the line and
I did hear somebody say, is that some of Gary's famous burgers? I'm going. So
yeah, that's good.
We had people, come up, hey, wow, this is really great. Thanks a lot for doing this, for promoting. Aaron McMoran, one of us.
Yeah.
Thanked both of us, said this is a really cool thing. Thanks for 4th of July. Don't want to forget Pete Meyer. Thank him for the water he supplied for the whole night.
And he wasn't even there, so.
He was
hunting.
There was several people, Gary, and say, well, this person said this to me, this person said this to me, this is really great, you do this for us, sponsored by the onwheelsnow.com and bombernation.com. It was another good turnout, 65, 75 people throughout
probably
the night. I didn't know half the people. Some of the people came up and introduced me. It was a good time. It was a real good time. We had friends come in that we haven't seen for years, that showed up for championship night. So it was all good. And
I got to meet Aaron McMoran's parents. I don't think it's the way he wanted me to meet them, but I met them. And, I know where the kid gets his people that like him so much.
Yeah.
It's
he's
right
a good
from
kid.
His parents.
And
that's exactly what I told his parents was.
And
he,
just so you know, you might see him coming out in the championship night in November when the Lucas Oil Modifieds come out. He's supposed to have a brand new modified debuting that night. So keep an eye out for Aaron McMoran.
Might not know, he was the 2006 champion in the Lucas Oil Modified Series. That's 9 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. So me and him started the same year when I first went out. There was a IMCA in the year that we came out with CJ Schirkenbach, and then Aaron and them guys. But it's good to see Aaron come a long way.
I believe that's his stepdad.
Yeah, something
is
like
it?
That. I don't know.
Schirkenbach is something.
It's something to do with Aaron.
They're related.
Somewhere along the line.
Somewhere along the line.
Yes.
But, yeah, cool.
Very smart,
good guy.
Polite, well-spoken gentleman.
Yes.
That's Aaron is. I said thank you very much, and I congratulate him on his championship.
And speaking to his father, I told him he was I told his parents that he's a very likable kid. And the dad pops up from behind the mom and said, with my foot in his ass his whole life, it worked out for us, huh?
Wait till he removes the foot, right?
No, he is a very likable kid. We joked around about him, and you know, Aaron is a very likable kid. So
we look forward to seeing him in modifieds. Leaving the Bombers, Aaron, please.
Thank you.
In advance.
Someone else got a championship next year.
Well, congratulations to Pete Meyer. That's a Pete Meyer owned car with Aaron in there on their Pete Meyer's first NASCAR championship.
Yes. Congratulations
so,
to that
team. Pete's had championships before, and now as an owner, he's gets to hang that plaque. So congratulations once again to him. It's all good. All good.
Cool. I almost forgot what I was going to say.
So I got a question for you, Mike. Are you bringing out your modified for, you got a month.
I know. I just got my truck back. By the way, thanks, Mike Lane, for the referral to the Vegas Valley fleet and truck or whatever.
Yep.
You know, because I got my truck in there. I still got stuff to do to it, but great guys over there. They seem real honest and they know what the hell they're doing. So
did they get it fixed?
They fixed one problem, yes.
But it's a Ford, it has it, like 10.
It runs.
It runs. They changed the harness, that's, you know, obviously.
Okay.
And it
the
runs.
Best part about it is they saved your money.
They saved me a lot of money.
That's
so.
They
the
changed
best.
The harness. Did they change the bridle and the saddle too?
That's coming up. He had to go out of town, so he'll be back at the end of this month. So I'm supposed to take it back for some more work. But yeah, so if you know Mike Lane, you know, thanks for that referral. That went a long way. So
yeah. Well, matter of fact, I think we were at dinner and he texted me that.
Right. No, absolutely great guys over there at that shop. So I completely seem honest. There's three brothers there. They all used to work at Ford, Friendly Ford. One brother specializes in trannies. One in overall, whatever, electrical and stuff, and the other one, you know, and everything. So.
Specialist.
Gary's eyes are lighting up over there. I need to meet these people.
No, I already been told I can go talk to them.
Hey, so a couple things real quick. One thing I didn't like spectating out there at the LVMS was the way they did the championship. They brought the guys out after all the races. The stands have cleared out already. I kind of like the way they used to do it a little bit where, like, that particular race, they stopped the winner of that race and then also the champion that they crowned.
But if you actually look at the results,
right,
most of the winners of the
were
the champions.
Yeah, so. That's true. But that's why I like that, because afterwards, just the stands were cleared out and they brought all the guys out. Maybe that's good for like a photo op or something like that. But
well, from what we understood in the driver's meeting, they were opening up the gate underneath the flag stand and the fans could come down onto the track.
Oh, I didn't see any
happened?
Of that. I didn't see any of that happen because everybody was gone.
Am I mistaken? Was I in the wrong meeting?
If they did that, nobody went down there because
like the autograph session, or maybe it wasn't announced
to
the fans that was going to happen. Right, Gary? This is what Tim said.
Oh.
Tim had said they were going to talk about, even if a champion wins the race, that Hannah?
Rickard,
was only going to talk about the race.
Okay.
And that they were going to bring the champions out later.
And they did that.
And they were going to open up the gate, like the autograph sessions, and let all the people go down and see.
Which would have been fine, but everybody...
He was going to put the stairs so they can
walk
off
down there
and down.
Because, which
that
I expected...
Like a hazard.
I expected people... I was looking for people to come up, walk across the track from turn two.
I think
to
by
come
then,
into the pits.
It went so late, I think a lot of people
because
just cleared out by then.
We were told, if you're at the end of the night, to roll real slow loading your cars because the people were going to come through these entrances into the pits.
Right.
So I guess maybe they didn't announce it.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
The stands,
I didn't
see
any of that.
Cleared
the
out,
other thing not a problem, but you know, it's supposed to be the CCSD, you know, the zero fatality.
Clark County School District.
They just let everybody in, whether you had tickets or not. They just walk up. I was gonna get a couple extra tickets. They said no, everybody just get in free. They just were waving everybody in. I wish they would have announced that because there was like four other people that would have came with me that night and bought food.
Why
and
didn't
stuff
they ever
like
do
that
when I was spectating?
I don't know. I guess they see us and the price is double.
Hey,
but this is something. Hold on. This is something that Andy Adamczyk did down in Texas.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. When Andy was a promoter here. Okay. The first night of racing. All right.
But
was
advertise
free.
It. Right. But that's, yeah, that's
free.
I think that's a great idea.
And you know, you opened up the spectator gates
for the first night.
First
exactly.
Night.
That's smart.
Hold on. What you're talking about, when they were just calling people in, can it be because the computers were down and those little things wasn't working?
No, because they usually tear the tickets then.
Oh, because
so you got to buy your tickets.
Because I know the computers were down,
no.
Or they were saying
well,
the computers were down.
Usually they'll tear the tickets then if you get tickets
okay.
That way.
No,
but,
I'm just out. I don't
know. I mean, I don't know. What the reasoning was is just like, nope, everybody in. Just
something
no
else
ticket
we did.
Booth basically was
this
closed.
Is something else with no, nobody.
And
knew.
I'm not complaining.
Nobody.
Except.
Nobody knew this, but I don't know about other drivers, other divisions. Maybe I'm throwing LVMS underneath the bus. I got 4 tickets in the mail.
Yeah, so did
I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so did I, and I was going to bring that up, but then I didn't need them. So.
Yeah, you know, this is something I don't think anybody asked for, and
no.
I think it was Tim's way of saying,
yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here's 4 tickets.
Exactly. I was going to bring that up, too.
And we gave them away. They were all used.
And,
you know,
speaking of tickets and Tim giving them away, we threw out some T-shirts.
Yes. How did that? I mean, I saw Justin.
And I want
I don't know.
I want to thank Tim Richter. We had put some tickets in them
for
the 23rd and 24th,
the fall
Classic.
Yeah.
He gave up some tickets so we can.
I think I've seen Justin taking the tickets out, putting them in his pocket.
I do want to apologize. I do want to apologize to the lady I hit in the head with it. It wasn't on purpose.
I bet you couldn't do that.
Was she an elderly lady? Was
no.
that elder abuse?
Yeah, it was elder abuse.
Oh, man. He's right here.
He wasn't looking when he was crazy.
He just decided to pick a little old lady out and sling her and hit her in the head with our T-shirt.
The guy in front of her was jumping up and down, waving his arms. I threw it right to him. It went right past him, and she was looking down, and it, by rights, that was her shirt.
He missed
you know.
It.
She earned it.
You sure he wasn't a former Buffalo Bills receiver?
Hey, on a side note, there's a couple people like Silly Dilly, Aaron McMoran, Brian Kaiser that are all Dolphins fans that have talked a lot of crap this season. I believe the final score was Buffalo 41, Miami 14. So
they kicked their ass.
Aaron, Brian, sorry.
I'm not even a football fan, and they kicked their ass for once.
I had to throw that out there. Cause every time I wear my Bills hat, Brian says, what, did you lose a bet?
Go ahead.
Oh, maybe you should have bet him.
Jay,
so
on to you.
Real quick, want to thank, once again, Nevada Pick Apart this season, Camp Out, Reliable Banner, Pick Art Radiator, D&N Equipment, and, of course, Best Muffler for all your support this past year. And we hope to have you back with us next year here at OnWheelsNow.com.
And I'll be working on every one of them.
Go ahead, Justin.
And I really want to thank you guys, JJ, Gary, for everything you guys did this year for me. It means a lot to me. And finishing a full season with the car in one piece, only one DNF to a flat tire, it does mean a lot to me. And I really appreciate you guys.
Cool.
Did you learn a lot?
I did.
You were going to learn a lot more, too.
And real quick for you guys, Gary and JJ, what's it going to be like going into? Hopefully your car's ready for this next coming up race with really no points to worry about. I mean, for you, you just race anyways for fun. You looking at this race as anything different coming up?
It's a 20-second breakout race.
Okay.
And once again, I'll check my brakes and brake fluid and because everybody ran in a bunch last time, three by three.
Are they
going to
tech? Or are they going to, like, everybody can come up there 300 pounds lighter? Or
no, I'm sure they're going to tech. I don't know, and I will get a hold of Tim to find out, but I would think that the rules will apply.
You know, find out.
How much money
and
is
money.
Up.
Yeah, and money involved.
Yes, I will get on that, yes.
But no matter what they're running, if they break out, they screwed themselves
anyway.
That's so.
Yes. So you're right. Glad you were here tonight, Justin, for just
gobble,
for
that. Gobble,
gobble.
Yeah. Hey, anyways, want to appreciate everybody listening. Good, great championship night this past weekend. It was a lot of fun. So join us next Tuesday at 6 p.m. live at OnWheelsNow.com. We'll see you then. Thanks for joining us.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.